advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Hey guys, where are we? Okay. Are we in an alternate dimension?
Another dimension.
Is that a song? I don't know, because I'm white.
You know it.
You're as white as the people who did the song.
Oh, it's Beastie Boys?
No, you're whiter.
I'm definitely whiter.
Shit, I'm whiter than the Beastie Boys. Yeah.
Did you guys see our new internet up there?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could see the internet, but apparently you can.
There it is.
They usually keep it in,
it's got colors.
They keep it in Big Ben, but I had them take it down especially for us, and I put it on the wall just while we're recording. And then it has to go back to the elders of the internet, so they know where it's at.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So that is the internet.
That is the internet. Internet, it's contrary to popular belief, the internet doesn't weigh anything. You know, it's kind of silly that if anyone thinks the internet's this big thing that you couldn't hold.
It's the worldwide web, though.
Yeah.
Even a big web would be heavy.
Yeah.
You feel like your phone should be heavier if you had a lot of pictures in it. If you put it on a scale and then just download and filled the whole 16 gigs, does it technically change weight?
Yes.
Or do electrons just rearrange?
Yes, it does. My phone's heavier in my pocket.
Yeah. From dick pics alone, Brad's phone is heavier.
They're heavy. Girthy. Short, but girthy.
I stole that joke. That was like a spinoff of a Joe Rogan joke. Yeah.
You thief.
I have to give credit. I didn't steal it. If I said it, I gave him credit.
Plagiarism.
Yeah. Gave him credit.
My phone keeps fucking resetting.
Just mean like turning off and resetting?
Yep.
Not like this. Reset in the computer world is a scary word now.
No, it just keeps rebooting.
Okay. There's like factory reset.
And I keep looking online. It's a Samsung Galaxy S8. And it just kind of says, it's probably some shit you downloaded.
Should have got the plus.
Good luck with that. Plus wasn't out yet.
Well, you can just sync everything to your Google account and then just reset, actually restore it. You know, to factory, and then just resync your Google account. And that'll fix any software problem.
But the problem is, I'm just going to download all the exact same apps things. Again.
You could just do it slowly, though. You know what I mean? Like, then you can see what the variable
He's
is.
He's not listening to you.
I'm just. I would rather just look down every half hour and go, fuck, my phone reset again.
Damn, it does it every half hour?
It does it, like, all the time. It, like,
is it hot used when to it do does it? It?
Nope. I've taken the case off. I've checked the temperature because I was like, maybe they... And it's like every so often when an update comes through, it gets better and worse. Like a couple of updates ago, it stopped happening altogether. And then an update happened recently and now it happens all the time.
There's one today I got, but I have the plus though. Mine doesn't turn off on its
naughty
own.
Naughty. We likes to party. Yeah. We don't cause trouble. Bother nobody.
Brent has an iPhone 4.
It's a 7 Edge. But it's still substandard compared to you guys. I feel embarrassed hanging out. It's like my car stereo.
You don't have one?
The phone's not as good.
I just put a system in my truck. Sounds awesome.
You can still one-up us, though, because you had the explosive phone.
I did have it, and I rolled with that shit. Yep. I would fall asleep on that and think I was going to wake up to, like, fucking barbecued ribs. I would just wake up with that phone
my
stuck
beard.
In me. Yeah. That could have happened. Fire. That shit blew people up, and I would fall asleep and wake up, and it was, like, fucking crazy hot.
Are you
stuck,
serious?
Like, just stuck to my ribs. I would just, like, be like, oh, look, there's a home button impression. I've been laying on this shit all night.
Why do you have your phone in your bed?
I would just fall asleep using it, you know what I mean? Just, like, watching shit or on my phone.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, I am a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, so.
With a little bit of gold and a pager. That's three raps in 4 minutes. Here,
Dave's like me with movies lines. It's like I'm 2 degrees away from an 80s movie.
I'm representing today.
So we have a Techo winner. And I went through these Techo pictures and I don't know. You guys stepped up, I suppose. There was some participation here, but Where are the good old days, you know? Because I said keep it clean. Is that why there was no techo between butt cheeks?
Yeah, you said keep it clean specifically.
But our clean is different from everybody else's.
I just meant
you need to make that clear, abundantly clear.
So let's make it clear. Get kicked off Facebook.
Make it
or make us lose our sponsorship necessarily.
Sofa King clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sofa clean.
Yeah.
Sofa clean podcast.
It's a new detergent.
Because I was bored. I don't know what. This is not the winner for the record, but I don't know what the fuck Mandy's picture is of. Is this some vegetarian concoction I don't know about?
Who's like that?
Couscous and baby eggs or something? What is this thing?
Is that Mandiosa pink pussy? Yeah. it looks like raisin bran with marshmallows.
We don't normally call you that, but from now on we're calling you that, just so you know. Yeah, it looks like couscous and then like, I don't know, baby bird eggs or something. So it's definitely not vegetarian.
It's like raisin bran.
What that is.
Yeah. It's really creepy looking, but you didn't
win. You didn't win.
Yeah, you didn't win, no. Mandy.
you won a new nickname.
Technically, you're a winner because you got a nickname. Shane Wellen.
Winner, dicks up inner.
Yeah, he's actually the winner just because he has Castle Grayskull.
That was it. Like you said, you looked through a lot of them. I didn't. I opened it up. That was the first one I saw.
Right.
I dropped the mic. Like I just stopped. I was like, this got Castle Grayskull in the background. I don't need to see shit else.
I had that. And I know like the demise of it was like in the mud in the backyard. I remember playing with it in the dirt and shit. And it just fucking got broken. Yeah. The hinges broken shit. But why is it called Castle Grayskull? And then it's fucking green and it looks like Harry and the Hendersons. Is that like fucking the Mandela effect of
no,
it doesn't even look scary. It looks
that's
like
the cheap 80s plastic effect.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Harry.
It's a shitty cheap plastic toy based on a shitty cheap 80s cartoon.
That's true.
Like, I mean, watch the cartoon again. It's not grand,
but Shane's
I love
the winner.
It, but it's not grand. He is the winner. It's awesome.
And I also
he even has like, he's even got some of the action figures on atop the battlements of Castle Grayskull.
Dude, he has shelves full of shit. Like it's like legit. Ridiculous. But I wanted to ask him if he has the 80s C-3PO toys because I looked that shit up. And they're gold.
Two gold legs.
Head to toe. All the
That's
way.
That's how I remember him.
Well, yeah. Except it was just in the beginning of A New Hope. He had a silver leg. And for the rest of it, he's all gold. Except for episode 7 where he has a red arm.
Yeah, but supposedly...
No, they showed it on... when is he sitting on the throne with the Ewoks? That's Empire or something, or Jedi?
Return of the Jedi.
He has a silver leg on the
what
throne.
What does that have
no,
to do
all gold
with?
By then.
Well, no. He has a silver leg. I looked it up.
The thing is,
sitting
though,
on the throne, the Ewok throne or whatever, when he's sitting on that throne, he has a silver leg.
Yeah, damn but it. The thing See? Is, though, that they can change so it whenever they want. It's True. Not... It's not a... Has to be, or it was like that. It was silver. People remember it's silver, and now it's gold in the right. Ewok scene.
Well, Shane
doesn't matter.
Send us a picture of your C-3PO toys, because I know you have them, and your costume. But I was going to tell you without the bottoms, but we need the bottoms to test this theory. So send that to us. And you are the winner of the El Yucateco hot sauce, hot sack of the week. And if you contact me on social media, I will forget about you for a whole week and then eventually mail that to you. So
yeah,
thank you for participating.
I didn't even get to choose. I would have scrolled right past that.
I don't know if you would have. You might have picked Mandy Pink Pussy.
No.
Yeah.
They had like a raisin bran with marshmallows.
Yeah, maybe. It's those little slimy round marshmallow things. We'll find out. It's probably something very normal.
It looked like it taco those, meat with
what are those things? What are those things people good. Get stuck in their cheeks? Like they have like holes in their cheeks and they're like white things.
Tonsil
yeah,
stones?
Yes. That's
yeah,
what
that's
funny like.
You brought that up. I saw a video of that the other day. This chick was like taking a dental tool and pulling these things. Have you seen those, Dave?
My daughter coughs.
No idea what you're talking about.
I've never seen them before. My daughter gets them. My oldest daughter.
Oh, really?
Daughter, and she coughs them out. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
It's rough. Well, it's not her fault. Like,
I know. She just has just spots in her cheeks where foods get caught. Foods gets caught.
Foods gets caught.
So we got some whiskey. We got several bottles of whiskey. We only
Thank
mentioned
the maker.
One. The maker, as in Rigers?
No, that's a C-3PO reference.
Oh, god damn.
I'm just going to be on it today. What am I referencing? I don't have anything to reference today.
But Amanda KC, and that stands for...
Kansas City.
Kirstick Carver, I think. I think that's what that stands for. I've mailed some packages to her. But she sent us some whiskey from Kansas City and a postcard and like the history of... Which is weird. Kansas City, KC, but that's actually her married and... Not married name. That's just a Mandela effect. Weird coincidence.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's blowing my mind. No.
What?
No.
No.
I'm confused. Anyway, she sent us some whiskey. Did you guys pour?
Yeah, we did.
I didn't.
Mine's airing out.
Let me see here. That's not always a good thing.
Sure All right,
so we're gonna try this.
Smells good.
Thank you.
It doesn't hold up to some air though.
It's called Rigers Kansas City whiskey.
Your glass is dirty too.
Not anymore, man. I was cleaning it off with whiskey. I'm going to say it. Spicy.
It is.
Yeah.
It is spicy.
It's like normally like the spicy is like a little bit at the, this is like spicy from front to back.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. I like it, but
it
is
good.
No, it has good
flavor.
It's
got some apple aftertaste.
Did you read this? You sent
a little
bitch.
Bit of vanilla. No, I didn't. I'm just telling you what I'm tasting.
I'm
going to
be
right
honest and scare
mouth.
You a little bit. You know what I taste? And we've never considered this before. There's a weird celery taste to this shit.
No.
Dave's allergic to celery. I taste celery. Mm. I don't know, man.
Mm. I don't.
I do a lot.
If the secret to Kansas City whiskey is celery, Kansas City has fucking
hey, man.
Problems.
I'm just saying, if you start having trouble breathing, that's weird. It tastes like celery to me.
No,
I'm not getting
maybe because
celery.
I was chewing gum and I drank coffee, man. Mix.
Probably.
Celery flavored gum.
Let me try again. Let me see.
Chewing gum.
That's, okay.
That's a good whiskey. I like it. I approve. Thank you, Amanda. It is delicious. And we have another one from her for next time too, right?
Yeah, next episode.
All right.
Anything without a twisty cap isn't bad.
Oh, you know what? She gave us other stuff. You want to try any of that? You can try. She also gave us barbecue sauce.
The barbecue sauce does have celery in it.
Yeah. So Dave can't have that
ingredient.
Eat it.
So we mentioned a whiskey and a gift, and there's a whiskey and a gift for next episode too, because she sent us quite the box.
Yeah, it was dope. Thank you very much.
Her box was fat. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. She got a fat box. Mm-hmm. Oops. So what are we talking about, boys?
We are talking about, we've mentioned it before. It's hard not to bump into if you get into conspiracy circles. But we're talking about the Mandela effect. And the Mandela effect, in short summary, we can go into details and all that as we do. The Mandela effect is a recent phenomenon where millions of people will remember history being a certain way when in fact it's not. And then even when you look it up, like it was never, it's not like, oh, that changed. Let me look it up. You look it up. And in fact, it was always like that. And your memory is faulty. But the thing that's a little bit weird about it is that it's not just a handful of people who have the faulty memory. It's like millions of people have the same
and I think
exact faulty
what
memory.
What was difficult and kind of disconcerting, like you can't prove it one way or the other. You know what I mean? It just is, we'll have to agree to disagree.
Sure.
Like you can go, oh, well, no, look, it says this and it has said that since 1910. And you're like, cool, but I don't remember it that fucking way at all. I remember it this way. And that's my point. It changed.
Right.
So whether you tell me it was like that since 1910, I still feel like that's fucking absurd and completely wrong.
And we talked about it. I think the most we've talked about it was when we talked about the
NASA episode. You always call it the Challenger episode and it blows everyone's mind, but it was like a NASA episode. And
because it was a Challenger episode.
No, it's not called the Challenger episode, I don't think. Or was it?
The NASA episode was a different episode.
Mm-hmm. Is it? No, I fucked everybody up. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, because we did a Challenger thing and it had the space shuttle.
Yeah.
It's the Mandela effect. Maybe which one did we call it?
I don't know.
And the thing is, I was when I got done with my research for the Mandela effect, I was like, okay, because nothing about, like, none of the stuff I read about the Mandela effect actually talks about the Challenger. Like, I didn't see it come up in any of the stuff that I read about.
Well, because that's more of a conspiracy theory
to say that they
didn't actually die.
And then I was like, okay, let me, because as you know, as I've said on the show before, that really fucked me up.
Yeah, but that could be the Mandela effect where those people actually did die
and did not,
and they did not.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that was the first time I think we talked about it. It was in that regard. And I even looked it up. I was like, okay, I think I'm tripping. Let me look this back up again. It's been over a year. I'm going to see.
I found it too. It's 37 NASA conspiracies. That was the name of the episode. Mm. That blows your mind. And it's happening to us right now.
Did you look up Challenger?
Yeah. It comes up NASA conspiracies. So if we can podcast, and the title of the episode is NASA conspiracies. Which does make me feel a little weird.
You wrote that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or he did.
Well,
the problem with the
Challenger being Mandela effect is that you can't have the memory of the explosion. Oh, I guess you could.
Because it still
exists,
though. You're like, I thought they all died.
Yeah. It would. Yeah.
It's not like they're saying
the
no one was on board or different people were on board.
Yeah. The explosion happened and they're still alive. So that's where
the problem that I have, and this is fresh in my brain.
I guess it could happen.
Because we just talked about it a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about like the things that we talked about that freaked us out the most on our questions and answers episode. And this was the one that freaked me out the most. And I was like, okay, I want to double down because I know I did it when I did the initial research, but I was like, I just want to look up sites that are disproving the Challenger thing And again, for those of you who haven't listened to the episode, go back and listen to it. But the idea is that all the members of the crew are still alive. And it's a little bit different than, like, you know, they didn't really land on the moon. Like, the conspiracy gets kind of weird because it's like, no, it blew up and they all died, but it didn't blow up and they didn't die. So it gets kind of strange. But I'm looking at articles, and I was reading like a couple of articles, and they were like, so here's the proof that this didn't actually happen and that the conspiracy theories are crazy. And it's like, here's a picture of this one astronaut. This is a picture of him as he's young. This is a picture of him as he's older. According to the conspiracy theorists, both of these people have the same exact name. They both went to the same college and got degrees in the same thing and graduated in the same year. And they both work in the same exact industry. However, these are different people. And then it's like the next one. Like, I know you think these two look the same and you think it's just weird.
Telling you that,
and it's like, it's all the evidence that the sites are like, yeah, this is why it's fucked up. This is the same person. It's the same. They taught here before they went on the challenge, or they taught here afterwards. And like the article was like, therefore, it's not the same person. But I'm like, well, it's the same name. It's the same person that looks exactly fucking like him. They have the same, like, what just do you mean?
Yeah, the lady, like, that has the same mannerisms when she talks.
They were trying to, like, Jedi mind trick me. And I was like, this did not help me feel any better about things.
So on that one, maybe it's because they are no longer, like, the alternate reality took its place.
The thing
because
is, though,
they didn't exist anymore. Maybe it was allowed for them to step in. You know what I mean? See what I'm saying?
It's like it happened and they still exist. So I don't see that as a Mandela effect. I think that was a conspiracy. That was a cover up.
They just didn't die and went back to work.
Didn't die.
They didn't put them in witness
they weren't
protection.
In, they weren't in the ship.
Right. So either way, so the Mandela effect.
And you got to think too, at the time, they probably didn't think people were going to be researching this on the internet years later.
Right.
No, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it was easier to cover up
stuff. They didn't know
about
the internet in 1986.
Yeah, same thing JFK shooting. You know what I mean? Like, they tried to cover their tracks as best they could for.
Right.
And there's a Mandela for that.
Yeah.
That one blows my mind.
Yeah. There's, you know, it's. I don't know.
And I wanted to be, I'll be honest, I tried to go into this one a little more critical because I'm usually like the conspiracy guy where I just love it and roll with it. Like the Challenger was fun. I went for it and I tried to, like, this one's frustrating for me though because I wanted to be like, no, but there's a couple that I'm like, absolutely not. Yeah,
we talked about that, the Bernstein Bears.
Right. You know, yeah. We'll cover multiple things, whether we remember them or not. I think it's worth bringing them up because somebody listening might go, oh shit, that's exactly what it was. So it got its name from a blogger and a paranormal researcher named Fiona Broom in 2010. And she was the first one to kind of formally discover this because she posted a blog that said, like, she was basically remembering in her blog the funeral of Nelson Mandela and when he died. And this is in 2010.
Right.
And in our reality, he died in 2013.
Right.
So in 2010, she was saying she remembered when he died, when he was still in prison. And she remembered, like, decades ago watching this funeral on television and Nelson Mandela died and all this stuff. And then tons of people started replying on her blog post saying, I remember that as well.
But he's
still
alive.
And then someone was like, he's not dead. He's alive right now.
Right.
And then but she got such a huge outpouring of people saying, I remember. Like, they even remember watching the same funeral on television that she remembers watching.
And the widow giving a heartfelt speech.
Right,
all
this stuff.
Of stuff. Yeah.
So, and this is where the term the Mandela effect comes from, because it's named after Nelson Mandela. And again, that one really, like, I don't know how in 2010 you could have possibly mistakenly thought he was dead.
Cause that could have been the point of change as well.
Right. No, I'm just saying, like, cognitively, like, I like, if you gave any shit at all, if you cared at all about who Nelson Mandela was, you knew he was fucking president of South Africa at that time.
Right.
And that he was the great liberator and civil rights activist. Like, it wasn't like if he was on your brain, you knew he was current, he was out of prison and he was the leader of the, it's like the ultimate comeback. Like,
yeah, because you would have,
like, he was arrested by apartheid for being black and standing up, you know, for freedoms, and then cut to 30 years later he's the fucking president of the country. Like, that's the ultimate turnaround. So I'm like, how?
Well, and
if nothing else, Invictus with Matt Damon, like, how did you not watch that?
And
it's a pretty good accent.
But I'm saying, like, if you were gonna write an article about him, you think, oh, I'm thinking, like you said, I'm thinking about him, let me look him up and see some things.
So that, right.
I mean, do you know what I mean? You're like, wait a minute. Yeah. There's a picture of him and he's old.
Right.
What the hell's happening here?
It further justifies and supports the theory of, like, alternate reality, because it would be like, absolutely, if all of a sudden she was shifted into the reality where he's alive, and she had just come from right there. Like, she steps off this reality train and goes, what?
He's choo dead. Choo.
Yeah. And then she arrives and he's not, you know what I mean? But other things are the same. I kind of wish, like, I don't know if anyone's compiled any type of data, to cross over and see, if you can numerically sort of categorize which alternate universes exist. So if you believe like Berenstain instead of Bernstein, do you think Nelson Mandela died or was still alive, and sort of correlate that
cross,
data?
If you're cross-reference
that data to be like, oh, yeah, you're from universe A or universe B, or is there a mixture? I would imagine,
but it's not A or B though. I'm sure there's multiple.
I think here's the thing, a problem because of age. People are from different age groups and they won't remember things like Berenstain Bears.
But
Or Mandela.
Here's the other thing, though. I mean, and I know we're like fucking jumping the shark by going straight to fucking alternate realities, but this is the core of the Mandela effect theory. Like, this is
That or false memory, which I read a lot about.
Well, I mean, the three theories, and we'll talk about all of them, are false memories, and we'll look at different types of false memories, etc. The alternate universe, you know, hypothesis, or glitch in the simulation.
Yeah.
Like, those are the three big theories that
there's
obviously
some cool
justify.
Quantum physics stuff that they talk about.
But the quantum, when you get into the quantum physics of it, most quantum physicists tend to agree. I mean, when you look at the idea of the butterfly effect, et cetera, like, every decision branches infinitely into multiple areas. So I chose to say that sentence that way, or not drink a sip of coffee before that sentence, or whatever. But in infinite universes, like, in, you know, so I don't think if it were true, my assumption would be you would have a hard time cross correlating because there's infinite alternate realities.
So
if there is such a thing, if we're in proximity
stored by, they have to exist.
Like, if you watch a TV show,
it doesn't necessarily have to be infinite. There could just be two.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's,
but he's saying based off of that type of math,
based on the mathematics,
it's infinite. But what I was going to say to retort was, yeah, is it categorically like stored by proximity? Like, how are these universes? Are they side by side? They would need to be probably, right? They're not isolated in these weird bubbles necessarily.
Like, if it's like the TV show Fringe, like, they even account for the fact, yes, there are endless parallel universes. However, we have holes that leak into this one.
Right.
And that's
they're side by side somehow.
They're side by
each. They touch.
Yeah.
I don't think they're physical.
Well, they have the way that like quantum physics works is like a particle on the other side of the universe might be bound to a particle here. Mm-hmm. And so like whatever the state of the particle here is affects a particle that is like 27 light years away.
Yeah, quantum entanglement.
Yeah, and it's quantum entanglement. So what some of their theory is, and I don't know how deep Dave's getting into it, but with the CERN, the Hadron Collider, like that they're bombarding these particles and destroying a particle that had a counterpart that was quantum entangled at some distance far away in some other universe possibly, and it's causing like now that its quantum partner is gone, and it causes a butterfly effect type thing of like, now what happens? Like, there was no way that was going to happen. We went through all this trouble to exert all this energy to smash these particles together, and we killed its partner. And so now this quantum entangled thing, a particle changed over here in this other reality.
So at first they thought when they do that, it's gonna split the world in half or whatever, you know.
Which now, in one reality, maybe it
right,
did.
Exactly. In a 100 billion realities, it probably did.
I don't know. But that theory is really hard though, because they say that that chimpanzees are banging out the works of Shakespeare in front of a typewriter, and that if you threw all your clothes in the dryer, they would come out folded, because that possibility exists. If
it
you have an
exist.
Infinite amount of possibilities, you could in one universe, you threw your clothes in the dryer and that shit came out folded. You know what I mean? And that's really
that's
hard.
That's the only cool
that's
thing
really
in that
hard.
Universe.
Yeah.
Like, it's like everything else sucks.
Just one day their Mandela effect is like their socks are mixed up. They're like, this sucks.
Like, fuck, I don't know. Why
are my socks all mixed up?
What's wrong with the dryer? It doesn't fold my clothes anymore.
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking
about? They used to fold clothes. No, they didn't.
No, they never did.
What's wrong
with
the happenstancer? Yeah. Just called the happenstancer.
It sorts your change. It does all kinds of stuff.
It's whirlpoolio.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I was just watching, like, just refreshing on all of the different. Now there's even more.
Oh,
since we talked about it a year ago, there's even more.
I start trying to compile a top list, and it's like, no.
The problem with it is, though, like, we talked about the Ford logo. The problem is that in 1900, the Ford logo was different. Now it's changed, you know.
But
and
people
then,
that are like Ford guys, like, you're kind of a Ford guy.
People
like,
don't pay attention though.
There's a picture, of like 1916 where both logos exist on the side of a building, like a guy painted it. But the
somebody could have got artsy and was like, oh,
right,
this
exactly,
looks better
exactly.
with the curl, you know, like, right. and then Ford saw it and was like, oh, Yeah, that does look better.
The current,
let's do it.
Like in the case of Ford, like the current app developer, which is pretty current, he drew the logo for Ford and he's like, I absolutely didn't draw that. But maybe they made a second decision.
Well, people aren't going to know what we're talking about. So the Ford thing, the Ford logo, the F, because it's all like a fancy font, but the F on the Ford
has a curly Q.
A pigtail or something.
Has like the not the top, but the second one has a little cute, has a little curly.
But it doesn't though.
It does though. See, it's happening to you. It does have that. That is the current reality.
It does have the curly cue,
which looks very strange. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And they think it didn't, and now it does, and they're like, "What the fuck? Like it didn't change overnight."
And I have to say that one absolutely fucking looks weird to me because you look at a million cars, you see it when you're driving. No, you see it on billboards. You see it on commercials.
It's so small. I have two Fords. Like it's just there.
So for you, it seemed normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did not seem normal to
me. It's always been
that. It didn't seem normal to me either.
But I'm a Ford guy. Like, I like Fords. I drive Fords. So.
Well, there was old dudes, though. Like, I saw some shit where I was like, man, I got this engine in the back to go look at it. And it's like embossed metal stamped into the fucking side of the engine. And then they're like, what the fuck is going on? I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, because that changed. It changed in the early 1900s. Like, 1910, it changed to the curlicue. So it's going to have
that. Yeah, but this dude's talking about, he's not 1910 status.
The other side of that, though, is that eyewitnesses are the worst at identifying like a crime.
I don't know. This guy's like how tall were they?
I know, but how tall were they? They were 5'5" to 6 foot tall. What color shirt were they wearing? I don't know. It could have been orange or black. You know what I mean? Like me and Dave watch a crime. We see different things.
So something you don't care about though. You know what I mean? Something that was
Dave would be
fleeting,
like, he's
but
got
if
a,
you're a Ford man, a Ford collector, like if you're American Pickers fucking Mike,
I don't know.
All of a sudden we tell you that an Indian motorcycle had this logo and he's like, bullshit. Cause in 1923, they switched the logo over cause the artist fucking Pierre, whatever changed over. And
the thing is though,
he would
be on the internet saying like, hey, something fucking happened. They would know the Ford logo. Well,
that's what I'm saying. They
know what I mean?
There are people like that. That's what's tripping me out.
I don't know. People don't pay attention to details. Like I said, maybe, I don't know. I'm going on the argument that
there's a couple. That's just one for
Captain
me.
Cap'n Crunch.
That one bothered me.
The Bernstein Bears.
And the thing is when E-I-N-A-I-N. You get to, because there's a lot that deal with corporate logos and branding.
This is my thing.
The thing that's a trip about some of the logos and the branding is that you look at it and you're like, no, that is wrong. And then when you find out that
it's always
been that way. But no, if you look, like you can look back at images from magazine ads from the 1930s and whatever, and it's never changed. Like the first one looks exactly the same as the one. I'm not saying for Ford, I'm saying for a lot of brands. It's just that everyone perceives it as being different than it actually is.
Yeah.
And that's part of what blows people's mind on the Mandela effect thing is you're like, oh, so they probably changed it in the 80s. And you're like, nope. Then in the 70s, nope. In the 60s, nope. Like all the way back to the first, like here's a picture in a museum of the first ever.
And that's one of the
problems.
And
it's exactly the same as it is right now.
And it's never changed. One of the problems with memory is you see it a certain way, and that's what you know you were talking about earlier, the memory issue where the Fruit Loops logo where the O's were on the fruit instead of the loops.
That one bothers
you know?
Me too.
So but I mean that's like an advertisement change because there's a lot of things online that people are stuffing down people's throats that aren't really Mandela effect issues.
From a corporate position, I thought about this. Like what if you are Fruit Loops, right?
Yeah.
Like what if you're Post or whoever makes Fruit Loops and Kellogg's, and you're getting all this advertisement from the Mandela effect. Do you step forward and say, no, we fucking changed our logo a couple years ago?
Right.
No.
You know? No. You mean we just let that shit ride and let the frenzy work up? You know?
That's easy to find because when, you know, they're saying like, oh, well, here's the logo now, but you can look back and you can see that it was different back here. And I'm like, that's not the fucking Mandela effect. Like, and these are people that are supposedly knowledgeable on the Mandela
effect. That's called a residue. They have a term for it. So there is like, there's some weird shit like that, man. There's stuff in the same magazine.
There would be no residue though.
Where it conflicts. So here's the thing. If you did like, if we think about it.
If you're in a different universe, in a parallel universe where it has changed.
Think about this.
It would not be there.
Think if it's a simulation theory and it's software.
It's not simulation theory though. There's a Mandela effect.
I'm saying, no, that's what I'm saying. That could be the cause of it.
Nope.
You can disagree, but just give me a sec. If it was a simulation theory, it's based off of a simulation and if it was software based, which Neil deGrasse Tyson and several scientists say that there is code written into the fabric of the fucking universe.
They also say we landed on the moon.
Mow the grass, Tyson. Sorry about that. I didn't.
They say we landed on the moon too.
They do say that. But there are several scientists that say that they actually have found in the mathematics that they use to describe the universe that there is actually code and a specific type of code. It's like self-correcting error code that we use today for other reasons. Like Google uses it for a lot of type of transfer of data. And if it is software, if whatever entity outside of our bubble was updating our software, not everything's going to change necessarily. So one of the examples is like the thinking man statue. Like, you know, the guy that has, you know, he has that lean over thing. So, right. So that's not the one you just did with your fist to your chin. That's not the correct pose. And a lot of people think that's the correct pose. There's pictures of people that are in front of the thinking man statue and they all do the same pose. Well, there's two poses, none of them the pose he is doing. And so what they say is maybe some kind of, yeah, it's that one. It's the jerk off pose. That's what he just did. So people put their fist to their forehead or they do what Brad did and they put their fist to their chin and it's neither. It's like this weird open palm sideways thing like this. And that's the actual pose. So what they're saying is whatever variable was changed to change the statue, but it did not affect the person in whatever that weird timeline, because the, you know what I mean? It didn't corroborate across whatever variable it took to make that person pose differently.
Yeah.
They originally posed in front of the picture and then the picture exists and then they changed whatever happened.
Yeah.
To
but
make that.
The thing is though, I've never, no.
Yeah,
I know. But one of the issues with that is that I never analyzed the thinking man so much to be like, was he making a fist or was it kind of open?
These people are standing in front of the statue and doing
yeah, but
pose.
People don't look. That's my, that's my point.
In this, like, I mean, I have to look at it by an instance by instance. Basis. In that case, the pose is so fucking singular and bizarre and unnatural, you're going to assume the guy put his fist to his chin because nobody does what the statue is doing.
Nobody does the
like that's just
gate.
That's like what the fuck is that weird?
Even like
pose?
Like when you poop and stuff, you don't do that. That'd be weird if you did that.
It's the fist.
Well, of course, I do when I poop, but not when I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, I think when I poop, it's
totally different.
Oh, I don't.
I'm not saying I do that weird pose.
My same pose, same pose, but fist.
I'm like a shark when I'm feeding when I poop. My brain is just shut down.
I'm like a shark when I'm feeding when I poop. Nicole Bosch, I need a calendar page for that with a quote on it. Dave Moten, whatever episode
this is. Don't influence the quotes.
That's right.
That's a good one.
Let people choose.
All right, you guys do what you want. Well, that was a pretty good one.
So
I'm like a shark feeding when I poop. You can shrug that one off, bro, but that's amazing.
I am though.
There was a moment. We were if you're in the now, you know the good times just happen, man. Everybody lets the good times pass and think about them later. I'm noticing the good times just fucking happen.
That's a good thing to do.
All right.
You like really
I would, man.
You nothing. Yeah, I'm just not impressed.
Exactly.
I'm gonna drink some coffee.
Me too. Mm.
You mean this lukewarm, balls are hotter than this coffee.
Sorry
coffee?
That, yeah.
Is that what coffee you're talking about?
That's the coffee I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, there's cameras facing us right now, so don't pick your nose. And the reason there's cameras facing us, I'll just throw out, is that we're going to start test streaming the questions and answers episodes that come out on Thursday.
Not test streaming. We will be streaming.
Tonight we're going to test stream see what happens. We're going to stream. It's probably going to go okay.
But, no, it's going to go okay.
Yeah. But patrons $10 and above get that. Just throwing it out there. You can quote me on that one, man. So if you're a patron at 10 and above, there will be a live stream in a special secret group that you don't even know about if you're not a patron at 10 and above. Just saying that.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so let's get into some of the specific things that are out there that people say are Mandela effects and things that have changed, because we've talked about some, but we'll go through. I don't know if there's any you guys want to start with, especially I've got a whole list here.
I can tell you the one that bothers me right off the fucking bat, and it's not that crazy. It's not like the JFK one or any of the crazy ones. It is Queen. That we are
the
champions.
Yeah, that one doesn't bother me at all.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so the song, We Are the Champions.
My friends.
Yeah. So it's We Are the Champions.
Till the end.
Okay, sing it and just finish it off. The last line.
I don't know the last line.
It's We Are the Champions, my friend. Yeah, no time for losers.
We are the champions. 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 We are the champions.
No one can touch me
because I am the champion of the world.
And that's all I was waiting for. So that line doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
No.
It exists at a minute 10 in the song, not at the end of the song.
Is that why?
Yep. Yes.
All right.
See, because I kept reading it. Everybody was like, no, the end of the song, they end on We Are the Champions of the World. And that's what everybody remembers.
That's where the breakdown happens.
If you look at the video, at a minute
10, the song like builds up to a crescendo and then like gets really slow and he does a slow of the world right in the middle of the song. But then at the end of the song, it's just, we are the champions, Dirk, and it ends.
Yeah. Cause dude, I watched James Corden with, he had Gwen Stefani, George Clooney and Julia Roberts in the car with him, and they were doing the car karaoke thing for his show, and they were singing Queen.
They did Of the World at the end.
They did it at the end, and then, no, that shit was like, we are the champions. And then they all were like,
Of the World.
No, they sat there waiting, like waiting, and it faded out, and they all went like fucking party hat.
It's because that's the most memorable one.
I guess
like,
so, dude.
The We Are the Champions at the
end.
But
you should have seen the look on their face, and then George Clooney was like, Of the World. What the fuck?
Yeah, because if you ask me, I'm singing that part. Right. Like, if you told me to sing a specific verse. I see Dave's confusion,
though, because it's a time change, like it's a change up.
Yeah.
It's like a breakdown part, so yeah, it seems like a different song
bridge.
Right there.
You're,
right.
It's a bridge. Right. You're a musician.
No, it's in there though. It's the thing everybody's referencing.
I'm trying to hear that part.
It exists in the song because I was even watching it and I was like, when does that actually happen? And I went to the official Queen website video. And
yeah, just look up the lyrics.
It's like a minute 10 in, and the slow down, and then like the music even dies when he says it, and then it's like slow piano after a pause.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's the
because you don't got to worry about that one no more.
Ooh, that's when that part comes in. Yeah.
No.
No,
oh, that's a different song.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that one now. That one's solved. So what's your next one?
Next, the other one that bothered me most was obviously this one. Well, there's a couple. Star Wars, Darth Vader.
Okay, Star Wars.
And I want to hear Dave's opinion.
Yeah,
on that.
And I can't speak to that because I don't know.
Even James fucking Earl Jones has got a problem with this shit.
I don't have a problem with this one.
Really?
So the line that people say and think was in the movie is Luke, I am your father. And the actual line is, if I remember the opening, he says, Obi-Wan never told you or he says, I forget the setup, but he says, Obi-Wan lied to you or something. And then he's like, no, Obi-Wan told me the truth. He told me you killed him. And he said, no, I am your father.
Like, and they changed Luke.
Because the line, like in the dialogue he's having with Luke, like a couple seconds before that, he says Luke in the dialogue,
right.
and I wish I could remember the exact line that was the setup. I'm failing my
yeah, dude. There's
peeps, but
there's Trekkies everywhere that are mad
they
at
are,
right now.
Yeah, but he
Star Treks.
Yeah,
he says, "You told me enough. You told me you killed him," and he says, "No, I am your father."
Right. So, I mean, even James Earl Jones in some interviews on some shows. They say, like, let's hear it. Let's do your famous line. And he says, Luke, I'm your father.
Right.
Like in multiple things from, you know, 70s mm-hmm. and on, he does that. So that might be what fucked us up. It's like a planted memory. That's the whole falsified memory that happens when you see like a meme and then they show fucking Keanu Reeves and then you fucking take it like and associate with that face.
Yeah.
And then somehow you alter a previous memory and accept it as true, which probably happens a lot with memes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, if I was going to reference that movie and that section, I would say, Luke, I am your father, because people would know what I'm talking about, even though the inner nerd in me knows that it's I am your father. Because it's a reply to, he told me enough. He told me you killed him.
Yeah. And I don't, like we talked about the Ford logo earlier. There's Cap'n Crunch. There's Fruit Loops, you know, there's a bunch of different brands.
Right.
I don't go along with any of those because brands change.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember.
But there's not a history
staring,
of change. Yeah, there, is the problem. On
there
some
is
of them.
Though.
On some,
there
of
is
them,
a
though.
Lot of them. There is
a lot of them. There is, but on some of them there aren't. Like one that I was looking.
And
at.
And how often, if I told you, the Wheaties box with Michael Jordan on it, that's a famous box. Like, do you remember every detail of that box? Do you remember what it said under the Wheaties?
I can see the orange,
you know what
box,
I mean?
The white Wheaties logo.
Orange box, white Wheaties logo with Michael Jordan.
Like, it would be something more like all of a sudden it's called Wheaties. Yeah. Like that should happen with Cheez-It. Yeah, it's like Cheez-It, not Cheez-It.
Yeah, it's a simple box wording and then Michael Jackson right on the cover.
Right.
Well, like what?
Michael Jackson. It was a black dude. That's all I know.
So like one, for example, is Kit Kat.
Right.
Yeah. Like one of the Mandela effect discussions is the fact that does Kit Kat have a hyphen in the middle or does it not have a hyphen in the middle?
Oh, God.
And people remember it as having had a hyphen in the middle. And this is one of them that if you look back to the entire history of Kit Kat,
it has never had a hyphen,
yeah. But people remember it having a hyphen.
Yeah. And something that, I mean, do you really pay attention to, like I say, to your Snickers bar? You know what I mean? How many times has Snickers changed?
Right. But in this case, it hasn't changed.
I understand that. Right. But I'm just saying, Kit Kat has changed. It just never had a hyphen
on the wrapper.
Yeah, right. So you automatically.
But here's the other thing. It's like those god-awful, one of my most hated commercials on earth are the fucking Kit Kat commercials. With that goddamn lousy,
break.
Stinking pimp whore of a fucking song that
give
I
me
fucking
a break.
Can't stand.
Wow.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
So, but the. Like at one point, like I can remember one of the commercials where they would like because they don't ever say the fucking lyrics anymore. It's just like annoying people chewing Kit Kat bars to the tune of the song.
Right. It's not even chewing, it's crunching.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I fucking
it's
hate
biting
it.
Biting or something, maybe, yeah.
Anyway, like early in that ad campaign, there was a version where like the lyrics would pop up on the screen as the crunches were happening.
And it had and, like, a dash Kit
and maybe
Kat
there's
bar.
A dash there, right? I mean, all it takes is that this, to suddenly so implant the dash in my brain, even though it was never on the
this
rap.
This is what I was thinking about for that. And like I said, I don't know. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around how you would mistakenly take things. And it's like those things you get on Facebook that somebody sends you a message and it says, it's crazy what our brain can do. If you start reading this,
log in from my private chat now.
No. It's like numbers and backwards letters and like upside down stuff, you know, and your brain just starts reading it. Right. Well, and the other thing, Dave, you're a writer. Mm-hmm. You write stuff and sometimes your brain just fills shit in and it might not even be the right shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? It just does differently from what you're thinking. You just put something in there.
You'll just type the wrong word because you're like your muscle memory kicks in
or something, whatever it is. So like, that's one of those things where you see something and like, if I say something, you're automatically going to finish with the first thing that pops into your head.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, my because kids that's come home with a new one of those every week. There's the one with like spell pot, spell, you know, what is that one? It's like spell pot, mop, cop, all these things. And then they go green light and you go stop. And they're like, whoa, and they run off in their fucking room and come back and get you with toast next time. They have all these weird little word games that they make you spell a bunch of shit and then think fast and answer. And then
yeah. And it's the first thing that pops up. Yeah.
Right. So there's weird word association. Do you have the whole thing about how memories, the process in which we go through to make memories?
What was that called?
I don't remember it exactly, but it's like right when you see something, if it warrants, if it's important enough, like the whole short term, long term, but immediately you have to recall it, right? So it depends on what point did you particularly focus on? Like if an event occurs in front of you, like a bum shits in the street and then gets hit by a car, you're like, well, what color were his pants?
Right. I'm kind of thinking about the shit in the car accident. Yeah.
If a bum shits in the street and gets hit by a car, what color were his pants?
Right.
That's like the whole bear shits in the woods.
The age old philosophical question. If a bum shits in the street and gets hit by a car,
what color
does
pants?
It make a
brown
sound?
Is the answer for the record. Probably, depending on what he had for dinner the night before. Yeah. Probably Jumbo Jackson night train.
Even if they were blue jeans, they're brown because they're fucking dirty. So the bums around here, though, got nice shoes on.
Smokey's still in the hospital with a broken hip for the record. So that was ode to Smokey comedy.
He's missing
there.
His Jumbo Jackson night train. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's missing him. He's been missing him for a long time.
Turkey and giblets, a juice, and a little carton of milk, probably. Whatever.
He's probably getting fat. He's going to come out fat.
Applesauce. Nah, he already got fat. He's probably going to lose some weight in there.
Maybe. Yeah. Eating healthy.
Yeah. So, okay. So one of the big ones that we've mentioned and we've mentioned it on other episodes of the show as well, is of course the Berenstain Bears. I think
that's probably the most popular one.
I think it's the most popular one. And from a lot of the research that I was doing, it's the thing.
This is the one that fucks me up.
Yeah. This is really what put the Mandela effect on the map.
Besides
right.
Mandela.
Well, that I don't think a lot of people were talking about it at the time. I think
until
this,
the Berenstain Bears
like the
thing.
Berenstain Bears thing is what screwed it up. Yeah. So the thing is the Berenstain Bears, the classic cartoon, is actually spelled Berenstain.
It's Berenstain.
Right. Berenstain.
Right.
But everybody says
Berenstain.
Berenstain or Bernstein.
They were Jew bears.
I watched a breakdown of this and like they went through the list of names and there are about 10 names that end in stain that exist. And there's about 180 that end in Stein or something, right?
Right.
It's something crazy like that, like the list comparison. So obviously you're used to Einstein, right. You know, Ben Stein. There's all these names that you're used to. Even like teachers back in the day that would read it would miswrite things on the board. And there are some instances. People have VHS tapes and books that say it, but I'm like, maybe they're a graphic designer. And there's
B, was that some fucking Tijuana ripoff tape that someone just fucking typed the label on?
They didn't want to get trademark infringement. This is the thing that this one really, when Brian was talking about it on the episode that we talked about it on, I don't even know which one it was, probably the Challenger episode.
NASA.
This one, I vividly, and you say that vividly because I can picture it in my head, the Berenstain.
Me too. That feels right to me.
I read those books when I was young.
Mm-hmm. And the
problem is you're young. You know, like it's just like,
and you probably, we all said Berenstain Bears. Mm-hmm. Like we just said it that way. And so you assume how it's going to be spelled phonetically. So when you watch the, I watched the music for it today, like the intro theme, and they kind of ambiguously like say it like kind of blah, like they don't really enunciate it one way or the other.
We're the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, it's lazily said.
God damn it,
Mama Berenstain.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't lean hard one way or the other. Yeah. Honestly, it's whichever you're thinking. It's like you see what you want to see. Like, oh, I see that. Well,
and
now
this is what I was talking about with your brain inserting stuff. Like you're used to Steen. Right. I mean, so when you read that, your brain might automatically put in the EIN because that's what you're used to.
And it's technically named after like the authors or something, right?
Yeah, yeah, the authors, the family were Berenstain. Like if you look it up on Wikipedia or wherever.
Right. And the son is like, no, it's Berenstain. That's always been my name. That was my dad's name. That's the name of the bears. Like,
yeah, there's some deep, deep, I went to Mars and time traveled people on the internet that are like, oh, but that's because they changed the author's name because of this whole series of events. Like they have a reason why. Yeah. Because he's Jewish and this happened and he was related to this, to the Rothschilds for money. And then, so they changed his name and like, they have a crazy bear. This shit goes deep. If you want to go deep.
Well, yeah. And if you look at the actual stories of the Berenstain Bears,
yeah, those tie in too. It'll explain 9/11.
Yeah, it does.
It was all over a pot of honey,
JFK.
Which you think would be Winnie the Pooh, but that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah.
When they dropped the hot of punny,
Winnie the Pooh didn't even exist.
When they dropped the hot of punny.
Yeah.
That was JFK's getting shot.
It was.
Like it was exploded on the ground.
It was.
It explains a lot.
It could have been avoided.
Yep. That whole book. Yep. They had Lee Harvey Oswald on there.
Yep.
Ozzie Bear, they called him.
Ozzie Bear,
And Tigger's just a metaphor for Saddam Hussein.
And some racist shit that we won't even go into.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people hate tigers.
Yeah, that's exactly what it has to do with
Tiger Woods.
Stripes have sit in the back of the bus.
Yeah. That's
right. Separate drinking fountain for tigers, all kinds of shit. Yeah.
We need to pour one out for all the tiggers out there. Yeah.
On average, they make $1 less an hour.
That's right. Yeah. They're really, there's
I'd
a
say
lot
it's
of
their
racism.
Own fault.
There's a lot. Well, tiggers are lazy.
Oh man. Yeah.
People are going to think we're racist.
Oh man.
I fucking hate tiggers though. I'll say that right now.
That was Dave.
Yep.
I hate tiggers
too. That was
too.
Dave's top half.
That's right. And I am apparently orange, so I must be half
man,
tigger.
And, hey, half tigger.
Speaking
that's why he's half tigger.
Speaking of tiggers, my son's like super into Mickey Mouse and
tigger,
Minnie
please.
Mouse. Yeah. And I don't know how to deal with it because I am not.
You don't like Mickey Mouse?
To Mickey and Minnie. No.
How did he get into it? Just saw it on TV and just
I don't know.
Went for it?
I have no idea. His babysitter is like super into Disneyland.
Well, did you see the Mickey Mouse Mandela thing?
No, I didn't.
So
they used to didn't have ears.
I came across it. I don't recall what it is right now though.
So,
but
something about
Mickey Mouse stuff.
Yeah, it's his outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to have suspenders and then he just has buttons now.
But he's never had suspenders.
Don't
yeah, he did.
Suspenders?
You know why? On Steamboat Willie, he did.
No.
Yes.
I don't think he did.
I feel like he did too. Yeah. That one's
this might
me.
Blow my ball sack. Right here.
Let's look it up. I'm hoping I'm wrong.
So, keep talking.
The question is whether or not Mickey, because when you see like contemporary pictures of him, he's got pants with buttons where suspenders would be, but he doesn't.
Because otherwise,
suspenders.
Those buttons serve.
See,
weird
this is
buttons.
Stupid. There's a video: Mickey Mouse with suspenders. Mandela effect proof. No, that means that he was drawn with suspenders one time. Like that doesn't mean anything.
So I got one that really bothered.
But again, that's going to be like there's like if you look back through all the fucking cartoons. I mean, back in the like when I was a kid, every Sunday night on CBS, like all night long was dedicated to Disney. And it was like there were tons of small cartoons. I mean, it was kind of like Looney Tunes. They released a lot of Mickey cartoons, Goofy, all this stuff. So it's like it's not surprising to have found some animator that put a fucking pair of suspenders on him.
It's because you're watching the Spanish
channel.
Well,
and the problem is too, Mickey's had many different outfits and stuff. Like, you know, because the cartoons aren't necessarily the toy dolls. The toy dolls had suspenders. Because I think my son has
maybe a toy.
They just brought a toy doll back right now from Disneyland. It has suspenders on it, but
or
the cartoon,
does it?
No, it does.
Or does it?
No, it does.
Or no,
does. It does.
That's Migi Raton. That's a Spanish one. Migi Raton.
And the cartoon though, because I was watching it this morning, as a matter of fact, and I didn't know anything about the Mandela thing with it. Was he was walking around and he had fucking pants on with buttons, but there was no suspenders.
Or were there?
There wasn't.
Or were there?
There wasn't. So, but no, there's plenty of pictures online of him with suspenders. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
That one doesn't bother me. All right. You want to hear the other one that does bother me?
Yes.
is Silence of the Lambs. Did you see that one?
Clarice, yeah, I am your grandfather.
That's right.
That's what he says.
Wait, does he say Clarice, I am your father?
Yes. Clarice, I am your father.
And I drive a Ford.
That's more but like he really said, no, like, I am your father.
Yeah, that's more like Antonio Banderas than...
Yeah, that's my Three Musketeers. You guys don't remember that part?
I do.
You sound like a swashbuckling cat. So it's that when she walks in, when the detective walks in, he says, "Hello, Clarice," all creepy. Hello. And like everyone knows that
Was he doing it like in an Australian accent?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Hello, Clarice.
Impeccable.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't say that at all. Instead, what do you think he says?
Hello, Clarice.
That's pretty good. He just says good morning. Which is not fucking, that is not what he fucking says. And it is what he says now.
Good
like
morning.
Instead of hello, Clarice, he just fucking says good morning.
It's because he says hello, Clarice in a different episode or a different part of the movie.
I don't know, man.
See, that's what a lot of it comes out. It's like, even when I looked at like one of the things that gets brought up is, and it shows you how desperate the internet is for traction or something interesting is they look at Crocodile Dundee. And the famous line from Crocodile Dundee is, "That's not a knife.
This is a knife."
But that's not the line in the film.
Yeah.
The line in the film is, "That's not a knife." And then he pulls the knife out and says, "That's a knife." He never says, "This is a knife."
I don't even think it's that.
Yeah, because
I listened to the clip. That seems okay to me. It was like, he just pulls out a knife and goes, "This is a knife," and doesn't say the beginning part or some shit.
No, he says the beginning part, and then he pulls the knife out, and then he says, "That's a knife." But regardless.
Yeah, and I remember
like,
that.
I'm picturing, like, I'm imagining a fucking Saturday Night Live skit.
Mickey Mouse costume comes with suspenders when you try to buy that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm picturing,
like I said, the dolls have suspenders on them.
Yeah.
The cartoons, he's missing suspenders. That's why I'm like, really doesn't.
It's just lazy drawing.
Yeah.
Like, why draw it in suspenders?
It's because in cartoons, you don't actually need suspenders to hold your pants.
That's it's true. Just like,
yeah, that's why you can step in and out of dimensions. You don't need suspenders.
Yeah. And that's why Donald Duck doesn't wear pants.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Nasty bastard.
He's like, he's got shit.
He has an inverted penis. So his feathers just cover his business.
He has a cloaca.
Cloaca. He actually does have a cloaca. That worked out because I looked up cloaca.
So it says Hannibal, when he speaks to Clarice on the phone for the first time, he does say, in fact, say, "Hello, Clarice."
So maybe it's another one of those.
And again, it's going to be things like that. Or like, I'm even picturing like a Saturday Night Live skit or something like at the time when the movie came out, if somebody spoofed it or made fun of it and they said, "That's not a knife. This is a knife." And it's like,
yeah,
it
just and then
sticks
you remember that
brain.
Shit.
It's like telephone. Remembering.
Well, and the other thing is if you said that to somebody, Americans would say, "That's not a knife. This is a knife." But when you're fucking Australian, you're the Crocodile Dundee himself. He would say, "That's a knife."
How about some fish and chips?
How about some fish and chips?
That's right.
Yeah, he would be like, "Oh, I just got off the trolley.
Good day, Governor.
Good day, Governor.
Here's my knife."
Yeah. "That's a knife."
Exactly.
Yeah. "Would you like a headbutt?"
So I saw one that was so amazingly underwhelming that I wanted to bring it up.
It'll probably bother me real bad.
Which was Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, it's with a K.
That one wasn't
get
weird.
Over it.
Rubik's Cube, yeah.
Like, it's because people think everything with like
that
X
seems right.
has to have like Wix, has to have an X. No, it doesn't.
Right. And the
it doesn't.
But the problem that I had with doing the research was once I saw that, it made me remember the horrible 1980s Rubik's Cube cartoon.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. We talked about that a little bit before.
Oh,
we had to solve it. So all that's happening
And I had to go back and rewatch the opening, and it was nightmare.
This is where your brain is making it plural.
It's Rubik.
Yeah.
It's the cube that Rubik made, and it's Rubik's possessive cube. It's just like, it's not plural or possessive necessarily, but they're hearing that.
It's possessive.
Is that what it is? Yeah, Rubik's Cube.
But the thing is, it's a K. And you automatically want to put an X
you
in
hear
the
X.
Name.
Yeah.
Like works, you know, and people spell it with an X sometimes. Like it's just a thing your brain's putting
like
in.
When I call Dave Little Dave, I'm L-I-L in my head, but you hear little. I'm just saying Lil Dave.
Right.
Yeah. Because that's how I call him.
Yeah. But go watch. If you've never seen the Rubik's Cube cartoon, just YouTube it to watch the intro because it says everything you ever need to know about how horrible.
That's a classic.
Do you remember the My Buddy?
Commercials? Yeah.
Those are my favorite. I still watch those once
a week. My name is Rubik.
Wow, I don't remember it that well.
Horrible. It's like scarred in my brain how awful. Even as a kid,
is that what's
like
wrong
as
with
a
you?
Kid, I would watch. Like I watch. I remember watching the because like Saturday morning was the thing. There was no Cartoon Network. Like
I watched the shit out of that cartoon.
Like if you watched cartoons back in the day, it was on Saturday morning is when all the bomb cartoons came out, and then some bullshit ones came
Space
in the afternoon.
Space Race and the Hanna-Barbera.
So I remember like. I would be like, it would be like, oh, this Saturday is when the new cartoons come out.
Right.
And you would like get up and be fucking excited.
Yep.
And it was like, I had a Rubik's Cube. They had just come out. I was fucking, there's like a fucking cartoon about Rubik's Cubes. Okay. And then like, I watched the opening as a child and I was just like, change the fucking
Have you solved
channel.
The Rubik's Cube without cheating, without looking it up?
Nope. I can get all whites on one side and the top's colored. I can't get it.
It's all whites and colored.
I can't do it. I can only get the whites.
Brad's always just segregated, yeah. But not quite.
Well, I have like, yeah, it's like the whites are on top and then the rest of them are all black. Yeah. I peeled off all the stickers.
No, I never peeled it. I never tried to move them. I've gotten super fucking close and it just all starts to fall apart.
I have four Rubik's Cubes at my house right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one. It's in my car. I haven't played with it in a while.
Only
That's
one?
What she said. Yeah, only one. That's all you need.
Stupid. Okay, so what's with the JFK thing? I was having a hard time figuring this
so
one out.
That one is...
So he didn't die.
Yes, no. So right now, you both answer, how many people in the car?
Three.
Four.
Okay, there were six, and it's a limo, like fucking convertible. That motherfucker's weird. So in Time Magazine, the picture, like the primary picture that they show... is of the back seat and you can tell it's trunk behind them. And then you can see that the front seat is directly connected.
I honestly remember four.
Yeah,
I don't
with the steering
six.
Wheel and shit. Right. And they have the whole thing on the JFK, Kevin Costner movie and shit, where they show the bullet, the magic bullet scene coming through him, exiting,
wait
hitting
a minute,
the guy's elbow in the front.
So there were six people in the car.
Now there are. Yes.
No,
wait, no, I just watched the video.
Yeah.
I watched the one where the guy, the driver, they try and say turns around and shoots JFK.
So here's the funny
thing. I watched
this because of the release of the documents.
Morning.
It's kind of a funny coincidental timing for something like this to happen. Right. So there are absolutely images of six seats in the car. But what's funny is there is an
six
entire
seats, but how many people?
Six people too. This weird ass separated fucking front seat with more people in it. And you're like, who the fuck is this? There's a Secret Service guy driving and one riding shotgun and then people in the next seat and then them in the back. So there's a museum dedicated to them. And the car in the museum is just a back seat, front seat with mannequins of them in the back. Yeah. A Rinking Continental. But yeah. And then there's Time Magazine that shows that picture I was talking about with the back seat with like blood in it and whatever
and
the famous picture and the flowers. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking steering wheel in the front. Passengers in the back trunk where she climbed out. That's the picture they show. But then you turn the fucking page to the motorcade procession, and it is fucking six seats and people in the front seat and shit in the it same is, magazine. Yeah. It goes
because
from
I
that
looked,
to that.
I was looking for six seat images, and all I found was four seat images.
They're right there.
It's because maybe you thought that the two that they were showing where it's four seats, the front two, one of the guys with the driver.
They're not showing
you know
the Secret
I mean?
Service people. They're showing the people involved.
Yeah.
I guess. But in that picture though, the one picture they show, maybe it was just a staged image for time. The first picture you come to is the like bloody backseat flowers and a steering wheel and shit in the front. So it's only front seat, back seat.
The videos I watched.
I know,
the
man.
Original film.
I know.
The whole time the car is driving, there's four fucking people in
there. There are six now. It's like this long ass weird
it's
Lincoln
because,
like limo looking thing.
It's because they're
Show
only
the picture.
Showing.
Show
it, they're
the
only showing the four. They're not showing the Secret Service, but there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just like, nope.
There's
that's,
six people.
That's what's going to happen to you right now.
They're not in the film.
They are,
there's
though.
Six of them.
They're not. There. I watched the film this morning, and there are four people in the car.
I bet you watch it again right now.
So there's two Secret Service and JFK and Jacqueline? Because there's six there.
No, there's six in this photo. I'm saying the Zapruder film that I watched this morning, there's four people in the car.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
As we all pause to look at
I know.
It.
I got I have the Zapruder film.
Here's the
right
Mandela
now.
Thing. There's a picture with a steering wheel and JFK and Jack, but this doesn't look like them.
No, here it is,
problem.
Dave. It's because they have this weird ass, go ahead and hit play. They have this weird ass little section. There's like there's a windshield between them and the drivers. There's an extra fucking little spot in there.
Yeah.
See it? It's a very strange car. It's like specially modified with like this, I don't know, like they put those middle seats in.
Well, a limo would have a window that comes up between the drivers.
Like
and the people
it's like
in the
it's
back.
Very much like a convertible limo, sort of. I guess
it's a modified Lincoln Continental. It's
Rinkin Continental.
Rinkin Continental.
I heard you drive a Cataract.
I do.
That's
blowing your mind, right?
It's not blowing my mind. It's I'm having a hard time because I'm watching that video.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the Zapruder film, and my brain is telling me simultaneously that there are both 4 and 6 people in the car.
It's one of the
it's some bizarre optical illusion in that film.
It's that the thing how your brain remembers, like that really is, because I only thought there were 4 because you're looking at the driver and the passenger, and then you're looking at JFK and his wife.
I think part of the problem is the window.
There's a window between the drivers is why. That's what's making it so weird.
The front window where the front seat is rolled up, even though there's no top. So what looks like the beginning of the windshield is actually the back of the front window of the 6-seat car.
The other thing is traditionally there would only be a front back seat. There's not going to be a middle seat. Because
even when I was looking at it this morning, when I watched the film and I was looking at photos where there's just 4 people in it, even looking at the car, it's like, no, there's room for 6 people in that car. There's like an extra seat in the middle, but there's no people in it.
It's a Lincoln Continental that's been modified. They added a middle seat in there, probably, and I think for the parade.
We have seen that Zapruder film zoomed in on that back portion of the car where the action's happening over and over and over, that if you backed off, you'd be like, oh, those motherfuckers were there the whole time probably on that one, you know?
Yeah, if it was a different angle.
I'm trying to think. I got to go back and watch the video where the driver supposedly shoots JFK, because that...
There's four people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's fucking me up because this is like a Schrodinger's cat scenario. This is a 4-6 person car.
It's even spawned
like
a
it's
new
not
theory
either
that,
or it's both and
that
like,
Jackie
this is
Kennedy
fucking,
shot him. Now there's like this new one. You know what I mean? Some of the crazier things I started to come across was, I don't know if you guys saw this, but that the Mandela effect has become so crazy that people are starting to wake up and think that their spouse is not their spouse and their family is not their family.
No,
it's midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Spawn Mandela effect. They're like, I'm
you
going
called
out of
me
this
the
shit.
Other day and you were saying that, and I had to talk you back into it.
Maddox looked weird, dude. No. He didn't look right.
He looks just like you. I'm like, Brent.
He was
look
dressed
at him.
As Darth Vader.
Look at him. He even has the wonky eye.
Yes.
That's how he got it.
It's fucked up, dog.
So
he's real handsome.
You know, me and your son got beef.
I gotta post pictures now. He does get mad. Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you why. Cause then you'll just do it like crazy.
I have no idea why.
I'm not gonna tell you because you'll just do it more and you'll be mean.
I don't even
already know why.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of his hair.
No. What? Whose hair?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
You're just making shit up.
No, I'm not.
Because they call him your daughter?
Yeah. Every time you saw him, you bust balls about his long hair and call him his daughter.
Was that Maddox? Yeah. So we had a birthday party for Maddox at the park. Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
I know. A long time ago. But you kept busting his balls about his hair.
This isn't the reason why, but like for a little kid, like it burned into his brain. That's like the first thing that you ever did to be just a dick to a little kid. You know Brad to mean the kids. But he showed up to Maddox's 5-year-old birthday party with like a big ass box that was wrapped in like pink unicorn paper with like a pink bow and shit on it. And it was like a regular toy.
It was
though.
Girls. Yeah. I got him a good present.
Yeah.
It was
like a Nerf gun or some shit inside of it. But he didn't want to open it. He didn't want to open it.
It was Minecraft stuff.
Yeah.
It was Minecraft. He
and
was
he
super
folded
big
his
Minecraft.
Arms and wouldn't fucking open it.
But it still all ties to the long haired daughter girl reference. Like
that is why it's because he had super long hair back then. They used to give him shit for the hair. And that's why you brought him the girl present, was to give him a hard time. Yeah. Yeah,
but I just do that.
What's funny is he's growing his hair back.
I was in fucking Target last night, and this mom was having trouble with her kids, like little boy running rampant in the store, and he was fucking throwing a fit, and I'm just looking at him like, I'll fucking beat your fucking ass, kid. And she's like, stop, come here, stop. And she's just whatever, like walking around, and then she starts ignoring him, and he's being a dick to other people, and she's just ignoring him now.
And you handled it how?
No. So
I tripped that kid.
I'm standing there
with the soap
with
aisle?
The cart. Sherry's in front of the cart. There's literally like fucking a foot between her and the cart, the front of the cart. This kid's like walking there, standing next to me, and I just start looking at him, and he looks at me, and he's like,
"Oh, fuck, I bet."
No, he's like, "Oh, you want to stare at me?" And he looks at me and he walks between Sherry and the cart. No. He just like gave me that look.
The look on his
that
face.
Look like he's about
kids
to get,
don't care anymore, dude. They're
he's about
scared.
To get choked fucking out. I almost smashed him against the fucking the shelving. So he walks in front, like nudges Sherry out of the way, fucking moves over to the side of the cart and like starts fucking around on the side of the cart. And his mom is not even fucking there. Like she's fucking in retard mode. And I'm just fucking staring at him.
You didn't do anything though?
No, I'm not.
I was waiting for the.
And no, I really
so
was
I got the Nerf gun.
No, I had my. She was. My,
I told
my
you I was in
there
Walmart and there was this mom and her 3 kids, and the kids had the soda machine open in line and were licking the glass, like top to bottom. They were licking all the frost off. Like they opened it up and it fogged up. And then they were just licking the front of the little soda window.
You said that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, are you fucking kidding
me? Nobody's saying anything.
I'm going to fucking kill
somebody. No, I just said out loud, I would beat that kid's ass.
Like, she just kind of calmly reached over and was like, hey, don't do that. Come here.
No.
I was just like, no. My kids.
What you do is as soon as they start licking, you smash their face into the window.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have two other Mandelas.
All right.
Snow White.
Right.
The mirror, mirror.
The line is mirror, mirror magic on the wall, mirror. And it's actually magic mirror on the wall. Again,
who gives
one
shit?
That one was redone and redone and redone and redone. The original text from like the book, the story, everything from Disney in any other fashion was actually mirror, mirror on the wall. It's just the actual like produced film that like went to theater said magic mirror. But all the little tiny shorts and the other cartoons it depicted, and anytime they had it in writing, it said mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah, and this is a problem. Whenever there's another version of it,
right.
That's not the Mandela effect to me. Like the Berenstain Bears.
Right, exactly.
There was never
right.
Berenstain. It was always Berenstain.
Right.
There are
some pictures of books, but once again, graphic designer. Yeah.
Very rare.
So I don't know.
Or they were having the same problem when they were actually making it. They were like, yeah, it's Berenstain.
One that I saw that I actually never saw before was in the Bible, Isaiah 6:11, I guess it is the verse. And it says everybody, Christians, they were saying pastors, everybody. It's a well-known quote from the Bible. And it says lion will lay with sheep.
Oh, I saw that too.
And now it says the wolf will lay with sheep, and they're like, what the fuck? And there's pictures
they committed to memory. Yeah.
And there's pictures in churches all over the place with a lion and a sheep. Yeah. But now in the Bible it says wolf. And I was like, that's sweet. That's better. I think they updated it. Right. But, so it's changed. I had never seen that before. And I was like, okay. And that has never been lion and sheep. It's always been wolf, kind of like the Berenstain Bears thing, but pastors, people
everybody
who are avid. Yeah. That'd be like if,
that's what's weird when people say it, like they have it committed to memory. Cause there's probably like an old VHS tape of some pastor giving a sermon and saying,
missing.
Yeah. Saying it like, but they're like, or what if they said it wolf? They're like, I definitely didn't say wolf. You know what I mean? But they did on the tape maybe. You know what I mean?
Well,
I wonder
it's
if that
wolf
exists.
Now. It would need to be lion.
You see what I'm saying? But would it change it in the history if someone had filmed it with their fucking camera and they're like, I'd never said that. Cause there's like, I even came across Panic at the Disco, whoever that guy is.
But like for us, we say shit all the time. And if you talk to us tomorrow, we won't remember what
That's true. But that's something that they probably say over and over. That's their job. That's their life. You know what I mean? It's something very specific. So Panic at the Disco or something said that the lyrics to his songs, one of his songs was completely fucking different.
He's on drugs.
And he is on drugs. Next.
The final one that I'll talk about, we talked about before. And it's one that I don't sit well with. Is the Sinbad Genie movie.
Yeah.
I looked into this one fairly hard because that's a really common one. And I have actually, let me find it, because I highlighted how eloquently they fucking got around all black people look alike. Like they fucking said.
No, Shaq does not look like fucking
but
Sinbad.
Here's what they said. First off, don't let me miss the all black people look alike quote. But what happens is, Sinbad dressed like a fucking genie in every fucking show he was ever in. That motherfucker wore flamboyant vests. Did you ever like look at any of the pictures of him? He's constantly wearing some shiny ass vest that looks like he's a genie and big ass fluffy pants.
The problem with this
is he dresses like a goddamn genie is part of the problem.
So for me, the problem with this is though, I remember watching the movie.
So here's what happens. Allegedly, right? So he dresses like a genie all the time. He was on some special about pirates and he doesn't look like a fucking pirate at all.
No.
He has a fucking looks swami like a hat on. He looks like a fucking genie. So that existed and was on TV. Then Shaq comes out.
Kazam,
another black dude. And they were in Good Burger together. So a bunch of white people thought all black people look alike.
No,
so hold on. The VHS to Shazam, when you buy it, had a preview for Sinbad's newest movie. I'm sorry, Kazam had a preview for Sinbad's newest movie. And vice versa. On Sinbad's VHS release, at the same time, it had a preview for Kazam.
No.
Like, if you have the VHS of Kazam, it has Sinbad's preview, the trailer, how we used to have to
watch that shit.
This
is saying that you can't tell Shaq and Sinbad apart.
So, which brings us to...
This is racist, and I'm offended.
White people think black people look alike. This is how they worded that.
I mean, all black people do look alike, but regardless, you can still tell apart
so
Shaq.
Tigers do, too. I mean, it's like, I can't tell the stripes apart. Yeah. It looks the same.
Back of the Savannah Tigers.
Increasing the likelihood that non-members of a given ethnic group will mistake members of that group for each other, even when those members' appearances are so dissimilar as to be easily distinguishable from most other members of that group.
No.
That was the most like,
back talk.
White people think black people look like.
Exactly. What site were you looking on? Fucking Nazis of America? Mandela effect?
That's a false memory article.
No, that's
The other thing that
did
was,
a white person write that?
Collective false memories. Oh, probably. Yes.
The other
careful.
Bullshit.
There's a photo going around of a VHS tape of the
Shazam. You can't trust anything.
No, they even made a whole VHS clip with like tracking.
Well,
issues.
No, but here's the thing. No. Though.
Like, did you see that Sinbad did the parody?
That's what I'm talking
it?
About. He did it.
No, but somebody like one of the things that made this get traction is somebody posted an old VHS cover of the movie.
Right.
But that doesn't work though.
Well, no,
because
it doesn't
never
work.
Happened,
well, here's
never
the thing
happened.
Though. The fact is, if you do a Google image search and you crop, like someone just did a very quick crop, they cut Sin, because there's a picture of Sinbad on the cover with his shirt off in like a genie pose,
right?
And someone just cropped off his head and did a Google image search on the image, and it came back and it was a picture of the WWE wrestler Chavo Guerrero's, like, you just the same exact picture. You see it,
so
it's like
fake.
It's complete fake. It's a fucking Photoshop job of a WWE wrestler, because even when you look at it, you're like, my balls, Sinbad ever looked like that?
Well, another
he's all fucking buff.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope.
Another phenomenon that happens as well is suggested like predictive text, because of the widespread like, you know, collective false memories. People go and search for the wrong thing. So like there was like interview with a vampire versus interview with the vampire.
Right.
So if you start to type some of these things in Google, it will tell you the wrong one,
right?
Because it's
the
more
popular,
commonly typed.
Right, right.
So it makes people go like, even Google said that shit. They're looking for it. Google thinks it should be there
because
too.
It sounds like interview with a vampire is correct, but interview with the vampire.
It's because we speak improperly. Yeah, lazily say
sex in the city.
We say instead of a.
Yeah, it's sex and the city.
That's
and
the
sex
same
in
problem.
The city.
Right.
You know, sex in the city sounds like sex in a city. Sex in the city. Interview with a vampire.
And sex in the city.
Like, which
sounds...
one did I just say? Interview with a vampire. Which one did I say?
Interview with a vampire.
Well, the thing is, isn't it technically an interview with the vampire?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And you know why?
But
that
you
actually,
drop the
if
and.
You think about it, if you think about it, like if I was naming that movie, I would probably call it Interview with the Vampire, because it's a person interviewing the vampire.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then same thing with Sex in the City. It's not sex and the city.
Right.
It's sex in the city is what they're doing. It's talking about women fucking going out and boning dudes because they're whores. Like most women are.
If that's the takeaway from this episode, that's the takeaway.
And I will post a link, by the way. One video that I saw was, oddly enough, using The Simpsons as evidence.
Apparently there's a spoon.
This is a spoon. It's the Crocodile Dundee thing. Yeah, The Simpsons.
I'll post the video.
Simpsons.
Apparently there's a... Yeah,
the
Simpsons go deep with conspiracy theories.
It was never
general.
Dave, I'm going to hit you with this one. It was never The Simpsons. It's The Simpsons.
Damn. Yeah.
There is the Flintstones. You guys saw that one?
What is it?
It's the Flintstones or the Flintstones?
Flintstones.
It should be Flintstones because Flint is a rock.
Right.
I don't know which one it went though.
It's always been Flintstones.
I saw a bunch of stuff with psychological like responses to verbiage. So like if you told someone, they showed people like car wrecks at like 10, 20, 30, 40 miles per hour car impacts, but using words like during questioning, how fast was the car going when it crashed? How fast was the car going when it bumped into the other car? And like they would get
when they say bumped into it,
bumped
like,
into
I was going like 10, 15 miles an hour
impact. So our memory recall just based off of the
keywords,
verbiage, like used.
Yeah.
So they'd say, how short is the basketball player versus how tall is the basketball player? And there would be a 10-inch variable.
Yeah.
So if you're playing with wieners,
like if you said,
always
like
say, how big was my wiener?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, like if somebody was describing a murder, you know, how brutal was the murder as opposed to did they die in a bad way or something? You know,
they even went so far as for experimental things. They put people in an office and then set them there and said, we'll be right back. And then, you know what? Come with me. Let me ask you a couple questions. And didn't tell them like, hey, memorize this fucking office. But they put them in an office environment and then just said, wait for me here. And then they came and got them, set them down a question, said, hey, tell me about the office. What was in there? And they just fucking made shit up. Like, Yeah, stapler. And because
you're thinking of what's in an office.
Yeah, their brain just filled in office stuff. Yeah.
And one, I don't know how accurate this theory is, but one theory that I read about, or one hypothesis I read about how memory works in the human, is, and it ties into our fascination with movies and television and plays and everything, is because our brain, according to one theory, works based on many narratives. So it's like the first time you ever drink a coffee, you have no narrative in your brain. You don't know how hot the cup's going to be. You don't know what it tastes like. You don't know anything.
No expectation.
But on your millionth cup of coffee, you've had this huge range, and my brain doesn't need to do any heavy lifting. It just relies on a million past narratives that this coffee is going to be similar. And to the fact that even if the coffee cup is full of tea, I might drink half of it assuming it's coffee until I look inside and go, fuck, that was tea.
Yeah, we gave a girl a cup of piss and told her it was alcohol.
Exactly.
In high school.
I mean, we had a friend of mine.
She got drunk off of it.
No, so exactly. Here's the thing. Something. A friend of mine named Andy, who's probably listening. Hi, Andy.
It's like called Andy. I'm gonna start doing that. He's called Andy.
Yeah. I don't know his real name.
Remember that when David said called Andy?
Yeah. But he gave at the time his roommate was a prop master. He did sound. His roommate did props. And we were over at his house down in LA, and they just got done filming something. And he had the prop master had a shit ton of fake beer. And on the bottom of each can of beer, it says, this is a prop replicant. It is carbonated water. There is no alcohol. And it says it embossed.
Oh, it doesn't even taste like
O'Doul's. No, it's fucking carbonated water. And it was a six pack. And it looks like it was actually Old English.
Right.
It was Old E. It was Old E. And we had we were like, can we fucking take some of this? He was like, yeah, I don't need it anymore. So we took a couple of six packs and we put them in our fridge to wait to fucking bust somebody's balls. Right. And this friend of ours came over, and he was kind of a fucking mooch, and he would always like eat your food and whatever.
I did something like this.
And we like, I looked up, and he'd been drinking. He was drinking Old E, and I didn't think anything of it. He'd been drinking it all night. And then I looked in, and there were like two of our fake Old E's left. And I waited, and I told my brother, I was like, he's fucking drinking our fake Old E's. And then he like drank another one, and we were like, dude, we got to call it a night. And I was like, but I mean, if you're too faded to drive or something, we'll figure something out. He was like, dude, I think I am too faded. I drank a whole fucking six pack of Old E. And I was like, dude, was that the stuff that was in the fridge? He was like, yeah, man, I drank that whole sixer. And we were like, dude, that's kind of fucked up. Why'd you drink our beer? He was like, sorry, man, I'll hook you up tomorrow. And we were like, yeah, well, guess what? Read the bottom of the fucking can, drunko. And then he read it. He was like, oh, man, that's not right. And then he was like, instant. But like, he thought he was getting buzzed all night long.
Well, and that's how they do tests with placebo pills and stuff.
Right.
I mean, his brain's
narrative was, this is a beer. This is the.
I'm glad yours panned. I tried to play a joke on it. I tried to. It didn't pan out. But
We were waiting to have that effect.
We had like,
and he just mooched his way into it.
We had
it.
Bottles of Just Outstanding, and we had a friend that would come by and like fucking
what
be
is
like,
Just Outstanding?
It's a Kern River brew. It's like a $6, $7 bottle of beer. Okay. And so people, like this person would come by and be like, hey man, who's Just Outstanding? I was like, oh, you know, you might have to have it. And I'm like, I guess, fuck. Like, you can ask for my $7 bottle of beer. Like, how many are in there? Is there one for both of us? Then yeah, but if there's one, like, but he would just not care. So we drank it, and there was some other fancy one, and then we just filled it back up with water and hammered the cap back on, and then put it in it was just tap water, and we put it back in the fridge so it got ice cold. And then that motherfucker came in so many times, dude. And before then, he must have got the vibe, and it was just too little too late, because he never asked if he could have it. And then finally, like, someone regular was like, hey, can I what are you guys gonna do? And I was like, oh, it was a fucking joke, we're gonna play on what's his name. And then I was like, it's just fucking water, dude. And we dumped it out and threw it away. I never got him, but
that sucks.
That's, I mean, and all of these things like get into it. I mean, the idea of false memories. And I don't know if I talked about it. Did I talk about my friend? I was actually a friend of mine, but a guy I met in Vegas, and I watched his false memory get erased.
I don't think so.
So I went to Vegas. I went to Vegas with a friend of mine, and I knew it was like his annual trip with a bunch of his old high school friends. And this was like well past high school era. And I didn't know any of the people that he was meeting up. Most of them lived in LA, lived all over the state, but everybody would meet up every year and go to Vegas. And he was like, you want to come? I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll go along. So we go to Vegas. They're all cool people. And we were sitting there. It was like fucking 3 a.m. Everybody was fucking half drunk and fucking tired of gambling and like sopping up their alcohol with waffles or some shit in a fucking coffee house in the middle of a casino. And everybody was sitting there talking, and it was really the first time I got to know any of them. And they were talking, and like two of the guys were like talking to, I don't even remember the guy's name, but they were like, yeah, do you remember the time that your fucking dad like punched you and fucking knocked you down the stairs? And like one of the other people at the table laughed, and so did that guy. And he like was like playing along or something. He was like, yeah. And then he did this and this and this. And they like looked at each other and they were like, no, dude, like you don't, like when your dad fucking punched you and knocked you down the stairs. And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And like, and then another one of the friends was like, what's going on? He was like, we're talking about the time we were all like downstairs. And oh yeah, when his dad punched him and knocked him down the stairs.
Rolled with
and
it.
It was like, no, it wasn't. Nobody was making shit up. Nobody was rolling with it. His dad punched him and knocked him down the stairs, and they all saw it fucking happen. And he,
when you get punched, you might not remember.
Yeah. When you ever push a bitch down the stairs?
Well, no. And the thing is, like, I watched it unfold on his face. Like, he was sitting there and he was like, dude, like no one ever. And like his face just fell, and he started to get fucking teary eyed. And like for the first time ever, the fucking memory came to him of his dad punching him down the stairs.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, that happens. And he completely blocked it. He completely forgot about it. Like that. And like what psychiatry calls confabulation. Like these are tricks of the mind to alter the past and your brain accepts it as real. This is now the real thing. And even like in a minor way, like you might be telling a story and be like, and then that guy came up and I told him like, fuck that, your mom's a bitch. And then someone's there like, actually you said, fuck that, your mom's a whore.
Yeah.
And you're like, no dude, I said bitch. And everybody's like, no dude, we were all right there. I have it on video. And it's like your brain fills in gaps.
Yeah. So when I look at the time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we unfold on your face all the time.
That's right. So at the end of the day, when I look at most of the Mandela effect stuff, I'm just like, there's just a cultural phenomenon that made us all remember it a certain way. Like it's not just an individual.
It's because,
now that the mass
it's because
media
we're
is
all
there,
similar.
Right. Our the same thing the same fucked way. With all of our brains in the same way.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Do I believe in the quantum physics notion of alternate realities? I do 100%.
Right.
Do I believe in the ability to transverse between one to another? I don't fucking see why not. I don't know the math on it. I fully fucking believe that those scenarios both exist, but I'm still going to say it's easier to have watched a fucking Saturday Night Live skit and fucking falsely remember Luke, I am your father, than it is to jump to an alternate reality.
I think, shift. Yeah, I think you're right. All I want to do,
I believe in all that.
Yeah, I just want to masturbate to dead bodies in fields while I'm wearing a skin suit.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
I mean, I feel you on that one.
And you always have.
Yeah.
Well, there was even like how they would do like hypnotherapy or hypnotic memory recall, you know, and people have been gone to jail for this shit because they said they touched little kids or something, you know, and it turns out that like, oh, you can make people think that. Like they would hypnotize people and say a loud noise just woke you up. You're awake. And they'd be like, what was that? You know, and like, oh, something fell over there. And they would believe it. And they could tell them like, hey, did you see that broken glass? You're going to tell me about and like put these memories in people's head, not at a huge percentage, but like 10 or 12%.
Yeah.
There's a portion of the population that thinks there's a fucking landmass to the west of Australia and it's gone. And then, you know, there's a bunch of
Like pathological liars. Like they actually
start to believe
what
story.
They say.
Right. Right.
And pretty soon, like at first, you know, it's a lie. But the more you say it,
well, there's a couple
the more
things
you begin
where,
to
like,
believe it.
Like a family member told a story. Like my mom told a story. My mom told a story. My mom told a story. And I'm like, was I there for that?
Right.
Like, I don't even know. Like we used to have a joke that we would say. It was a common phrase that one of my friends would get carried away and tell the story like he was there. And they're like, wait a minute, were you there?
Right.
He's like, no. And we're like, oh, you got blood all over your face right now, bro. Like we would say, oh, you got blood over your face when you told the story so enthusiastically. Like you must have been standing there and witnessed that shit. But we had one friend that was known for telling the story like he was there.
Well, but here's the other thing.
We came up with that term.
I can think of examples in my own life where I don't really remember an event.
Right.
I remember the story I tell about the event.
Yeah.
Like I really do. Yeah. Like if someone's like, oh, tell us about that thing. I'm like, well, let me tell you the story that I remember. Cause I don't really remember the fucking
happening.
Thing.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and most people embellish stories.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you this. My shop can get fucking pretty crazy up there. And I'll say like, I need a part. Right. And I've been here for 10 years and there will, I have had every part pass through my hands, right? So I have held all the parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single bit of them. Every one of them.
Put them in your mouth.
Dry ones,
them on
slippery
cheek,
ones.
Yeah, all of black them. Ones, white ones.
Yeah, everything.
All of them.
Yeah.
But when I go like, do we have that? And I in my head, I'm like, yeah, we have a 13.3 inch screen with a 40 pin connector, and it's a, you know,
extra. Is that what the kids are calling them?
Yeah, that's what they call them. And then I'm just like, no, we have had that at some point in time, but my brain, like, I'm like, hey, where are the diagonal cutters? Where's that fucking flathead screwdriver? And like in my head, I see it and I place it, but I'm like, we might have not had that in 2 years, but I saw it and I can picture it wherever I want. If I want to think that I saw it in that drawer, I can picture a flathead screwdriver in that fucking drawer with the tape and the Velcro and
then
all that
make
other
it
shit.
But
the,
and you it's also, head, get, you also get into confirmation bias that I think leads to a lot of the online Mandela effect stuff. If someone's like, if you frame it as, you know, does the Kit Kat bar have a hyphen in it? Like the way
I
you ask,
remember it,
the way you ask the question, it's like, you remember the hyphen on the Kit Kat bar, right? I guess. Well, look, it doesn't have one. And then you're like, fuck, it doesn't have one.
That's the thing, like, where never like the did, cop pulls you over and he says, did you see the stop sign back there? And you're like, fuck, there was a stop sign. Where you go, did you see a stop sign back there? And you're like, well, I don't know. Was there? Cause I don't remember seeing one. But if you say, did you see the stop sign? Immediately it gives you a piece of information to say that there was a stop sign is what you're inferring. The same thing with like, hey, the wallet was blue. What shade was it? And then you're just like, baby blue.
And by the way, the correct answer, if a cop ever says, do you know why I pulled you over, is no.
Yeah.
Because that's always like the most shady. Do you know why I pulled you over? You're looking for a reason.
I just tell him, like, I'm not sure, but did you see that bum shit in the street back there?
Because my tail light's out. Oh, your tail light's out? No, you were speeding and your tail light's out. Thanks.
Hey,
you motherfucker.
Well, the correct answer is yes, I do.
You tell me.
And then it's yes, I do.
Yeah.
And then if they want to tell you, they'll tell you. If not, but you don't say no, because then you're inferring
then
that
the
you're arguing
goes,
with them.
I'm a vegan.
Then they'll pull you out
really
of the car
want to tell you he was a
and
vegan.
Bash you on the head.
That's right. That's only if you're white.
What color chartreuse?
Your mom?
It's red.
No, how would you describe chartreuse?
Like a maroon.
That is her middle name. Yeah. It's Julie Chartreuse. I won't say her last name.
I have no idea what color that's chartreuse weird. Is.
Me either, but apparently we all get it wrong. I don't know. And it's like, I picture it being like a purple color. Like a
pink. I picture it like wine,
I'm
like
a,
red
like
wine.
Like a darkish pink.
Yeah,
like
so that's what everyone says, but it's more like a teal, bluish green color or something, I guess.
That
but
makes
I
sense
picture
too.
It being like, wine.
I like my chartreuse like more yellowish.
I like it like baby Jesus, man.
You remember chartreuse from around the way?
Yeah. She's a hood rat. She's a hood booger.
You dated her in high school?
You remember chartreuse?
Oh, chartreuse. Okay,
so that's the Mandela effect. I don't know. For the most part, I'm saying we've all been.
I'm saying 90% of it's 90% of that shit's bullshit. Yeah. But then there are some things that you're like.
Again, I'm coming from a perspective where I fucking fully believe in alternate realities, and I believe in the possibility of bridging realities. And I'm still saying, when you look at
did any
things,
one of
I'm
those that
fucking,
we did not get overcomed? Overcome? Overcome?
Yeah.
Overcame?
Yeah.
Oversplooged?
Yeah. Like that one, the one tranny that used to be a dude.
Right.
I don't know. It's great. Used to be a dude. Now she's not.
I'm saying, is there anyone that that we're still unsettled with? I don't think so.
Berenstain Bears.
Nah, because we figured out it was the guy's name and people just
that's the ratio of Stein.
I remember it as Berenstain.
So, okay, so that's yours. Then you still feel unsettled. Because I think you guys kind of said no. They said hello, Clarice, in that spot. And then we know that there was just, it was kind of odd on the vehicle. JFK, that's kind of an unsettled one.
The
for
vehicle's
me.
Kind of fucking with my brain.
The Ford
JFK's fucking with me.
And the Ford logo still looks weird.
That one, because I really remember watching that video where it shows the Secret Service guy turning around and shooting JFK.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There was nobody in the middle there. They would have got a fucking elbow dropped at the head when he turned around.
Well, I think there's glass between the actual driver's seat and
it's not
that
it's
part
down.
Of
there's just
open.
A window thing there.
It's completely open.
The metal
so
part.
Yeah.
All right. So it's sponsor time.
I don't know. Yep. Yeah, I'm kind of wishy-washy on that one because I don't really remember. I wasn't born then.
All right, we need to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce. You can get them at most major grocery stores. It's also available on Amazon.com. You can get it by the gallon on eBay if you want to get real crazy and post pictures of gallons of hot sauce. I haven't even gone that far. I almost pulled the trigger on that pump action XXX one time. I kind of want to have it just for the claim, but then someone outdid me with like a bottle of whiskey and they had the pump tech already. So I'll just stick to all those million bottles that they send us for free upstairs. I have a double holster now. Did I show you that? And a bandolier. Did you guys know they made those?
No.
Hot sauce.
You say I'm a nerd. You're a fucking nerd.
Well, I don't wear it in public, but like when I walk around the house and stuff.
I don't walk around like, magic cards stuck to my forehead either.
Yeah, you do. So, but yeah, if you like hot sauce and you haven't tried it yet or you're new to the podcast, we'll change your life. So go try it. And it makes everything move too. Mm-hmm. If you ever have that kind of problem, there's no traffic jams in your intestines. Makes your genes grow. Yeah, it'll make your genes grow.
Cures impotence.
It does. If you put it on there, yeah, it definitely won't just stay flaccid. That's for sure. Something will happen. You will get a reaction. There will be blood flow.
It could go any.
Yeah.
And I'll be there. I'll be there to satisfy.
Is that an optical illusion or are those two green spot boxes different heights?
It does look like the one on the left is taller, right?
Mm-hmm. No, the one on the right is shorter. Look at the white.
That's what we just said. You say the opposite of what I said.
No, I'm just saying, look at the white. It's smaller. You can tell.
Or is it an optical illusion?
No, it's not.
He's right. He is correct.
Yeah. Keep doing sponsors. I'm going to go look into this.
All right, David.
I'm telling you, look at the white. You can tell from here. See, this is what I was talking about, the eyewitness thing.
Yeah. If it's white, it looks shorter, Dave. That's just the rules. thank you to printdirtcheap.com. You can go to printdirtcheap to get printed goods, banners, flyers, stickers, and such. Speaking of stickers, we sell those stickers on sofakingpodcast.com/shop. Also, thank you to DeLeon Graphics. You can find him on social media. He does all of our screen printing, koozies, shirts.
And hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh, hey, what'd you figure out?
It's prognosis.
It's shorter.
It is shorter? Mm-hmm. It's because it's white.
Yep.
Yeah. Trim the hedges. The porch looks bigger, man. Remember that. So the other thing I was about to say before you came back is we are going to open pre-sale for the hoodies. That we posted. So those Retro Electric logoed hoodies, they are black, they are zip up, they are 80/20 cotton polyester, and they are pre-shrunk. So pick your size accordingly. They will be available tomorrow, Monday. What's the date tomorrow? 13th. I think Monday the 13th, the ordering will be open and it will close the following Monday on the 20th at midnight. So if you don't get it, not saying they're limited. I'm not saying we won't have it again, but it's a seasonal item. We're going to sell it right now because it's cold weather and it's a pain stocking and making that stuff later. So sorry if you live in Canada, buy that shit now. It will be available on Monday, November, 13th through November 20th. So we're trying to get that knocked out and done quick so that you guys could try to get them if it was a Christmas gift in time for cold weather and whatnot. So it's going to be a mad fucking house of processing and getting her done. So those will be up there. Look for it. And then thank you to Digital Creations for our mugs. They do all of our like one-off heat press type stuff. If you need something that's a single item or multiple items, they don't have minimum quantities. So you can make photo gifts, pillows, blankets, all kinds of cool stuff. So check them out on social media. And then thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can get his stuff at armhunter.com. If you're in Bakersfield, they have a school on 19th Street. Yeah, 19th, 18th? 19th Street, right? Yeah, 19th
Street. 19th and Q.
Yeah. And they also sell gis and apparel and instructional DVDs on their website at armhunter.com. And if you go there and click on the baby arm, you will get more than you bargained for. But there is an Easter egg of the baby arm on there. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a Patreon. It is patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast. If you like the podcast, you can go there and support us. And it's okay to just give us a dollar. Like, don't not give us a dollar because you think you're cheaping out. We'll take all the dollars collectively and put them into one bucket, and I will buy top ramen.
Gotta look at the bigger picture.
And whiskey. That's right. So, is that everything?
That's it.
That's all of it?
Yep.
All right. Thank you. And thank you to our
setup.
Thank you to our current patrons. And don't forget, we're going to start doing a video live stream for the Q&A to the patrons.
$10
and above. At 10 and above. So, if you're in there and you want to see that, you already know because you got a message in your box. Mm-hmm. There's a special private room
where we
do a live stream.
In your box. Mm.
And we are nude on that live stream, so just let you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear a tuxedo shirt because I'm kind of shy, but Dave fucking went
Mine's
for
tattooed
it.
On.
He's already naked. We still got a whole other episode, and I don't know why.
I didn't even notice.
He's early naked. Yeah. Mm. I thought that was an orange shirt. You've got Caltrans over there, man.
I always think you're wearing that shirt backwards.
Yeah.
They've got special shirts. I'm upset. I want my own shirts.
If you want. We can get it printed that way if you want it that way.
No, I want my own logos.
Make them. Mm-hmm. You're a graphic designer.
I have a whole bunch. I just haven't shared them.
I'd like to see them because you're only going to make them for you.
Nice.
Right. Mine says wolves and knives. You don't want like
it. I want it.
Yeah. You want it. Now it's like a thing.
All right. That's all I got.
All right.
All right. Don't be a retard. Yeah. Yeah. North Face Gooses.
South Orange Avenue produces. East Coast is the loosest. West District is ruthless.
Boom squad.
We leave you toothless. Eastern Conference All-Stars. Ghetto Stars. Hip-hop Anthony Perkins, constantly murking, asserting, excuse me, y'all say for season. Dogs like me be like, we want easy. Tame one be talking greasy, this be tame a D-Day. Burning more red lines than eight major freeways. My motto is fuck you, don't follow. Stunts who won't swallow, or get stunt tomorrow. Oh well, I still can't tell, you acting beat, bitch. Beat it, no secret, I murk you half-weeded. My bars are like Xanaxes, broken down the force, they bring down yours. Encyclopedia Brown, kick it in, boom.
It's most aggressive art form, none of you bastards want it. Cause I don't paint on the canvas, I slam rappers on it. Laughing at clowns with their demos, passing them out. Pass it to me, get it tossed to the trash with a smile. Bad boy with a long barrel that's all narrow. Shine behind bars like Jamal Barrow. You got a cast iron stomach? Let's see how strong it is when I cock this and blast iron from it. You flow sick but too slow spitting your coldest. I'll come up with a cure before any symptoms are noticed. You trying to shit on me? It's a dream. I got away with words like alphabet soup on a triple ring.
You want a free verse? Your label was a joke from the start. You want a free beat? Then put a stethoscope to your heart. You want free dick? Then baby go back to your ex. You want free advice? Chomp shade the back of your neck. I use threats over money so DJs don't play my jams. Internet beat boys wanna know what race I am, black, white, or Spanish? You can figure it out. Learn how to rhyme offline and take the dick out your mouth. It's about to get ill in here, so stop staring, bitch. Old maid billionaire, Christina Aguilera's pimp. UPS is hiring, so close the trap. Cause my old gym teacher ain't supposed to rap.
I went to my grandmother's funeral, fucked up in a rush. Stood over that bitch, non-embalming fluid, fiending for dust. My baby's mama taught my daughter to ask for paper. Told her Disney World blew up, so I ain't had to take her. My engineers are dominatrix trying to master me. My out of body experiences got dead cops after me. How my anti-pop records get played on TV? The explanation the same as why you hate on EC. So don't be alarmed when you see me on my sound man holding a firearm, stomping some bitches for a skid I'm on. If my ex tries to come to the show to dumb out, I make the crowd beat the fuck out of before I come out.
It's Julius Irving with Wordsling. Mike's inverting, fuck all you stupid earthlings. Y'all couldn't shed light, y'all with the sun. Right to come off ahead and take a load off of mine. One time could never evade my paradigm. The propaganda pamphlets through the asinine. Jouse with my stance, jump over techniques. My soul got caught up in mom's ovaries. No angel on my shoulder, just two devils. Feeding chemicals, pushing blood past legal levels. It's the accomplice who's too obnoxious to accomplice, leaving you rookie fucks astonished.
Yo, it's the GH, the O, the ST writer. Conversing with me? Shit, that's like talking to fire. If you touch it, it burns, and y'all don't wanna do that. You can talk to it all day, and it won't talk back. I still battle niggas, so scrap your plans. I ain't gotta be in promotions to rap your van. Cats two wait me all day to deliver a hit, but I ain't writing shit down till they deliver some chips. If Big was here, he'd say I was dead wrong. Cause I don't get on the radio and say verses that I said in a song. It's mad skills, motherfucker. The VA Don, ECMC, aka Shaquan.